from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the FDA is launching an independent review of toxic metals found in tampons. A study published last month showed the presence of lead in over a dozen other harmful metals in 14 commonly used tampon brands. The study said the heavy metals likely found their way into the products through the manufacturing process. A new campaign aims to connect New Jersey residents with the state's newest resources.
Garden State Community Outreach.us is a one-stop webpage to help Jersey residents identify which programs they're eligible for and then apply for them. The state's also sending out a team of canvassers who will go door-to-door offering application help for resources and programs that provide access to affordable health care, utility bill relief, and Family Connects NJ, which connects parents of newborns with nurses for a personalized follow-up home visit. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An apparent attempt at car theft in Rumson involved a large police response and shots were fired. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is part of that investigation today in the wealthy borough. Two Monmouth Assembly members put out a joint statement touting a new round of bills, saying it's time to ensure that law enforcement has the tools they need to protect residents. If someone trips and gets hurt on your sidewalk, you probably have nothing to worry about unless you're the one who caused the concern. Attorney Tyrone Sergio in Morristown says residential property owners were excluded from a Supreme Court ruling about liability decades ago, and nothing has changed as of today.
Municipality points to homeowner, homeowner points to the Supreme Court, and the person who was injured has no legal recourse.
There's a push to get the residential rules in line with commercial property. Now, the Rue Insurance Business Report. LL Flooring is going out of business and will close nationwide, according to multiple sources. Closing sales began today. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 410 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. While outdoor plans need to move indoors this weekend, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Earlier this week, we were ringing some alarm bells for tomorrow with the threat of multiple inches of rain and possible flooding, but that forecast has changed a lot. Still going to rain tomorrow, but it will not be an all-day super soaker. Tonight looks fine. No weather issues for you. Partly cloudy skies, seasonable low temperatures dipping into the lower 60s. Tomorrow to start, it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and fairly humid. Highs back in the 70s. There is a chance of a shower in the morning. Better chance for a line of rain and maybe a thunderstorm will be tomorrow afternoon through early evening. On Sunday, turning sunny and cooler and drier, highs only around 70. Another fantastic dry week coming up next week, mostly sunny Monday and upper 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Sussex 72 degrees, Trenton 75, Egg Harbor Township 73. Weather brought to you by, ooh, I love this place, Lorita Winery. This Saturday and Sunday, it's the Grape Stomping Festival. Be there for a weekend of fun at Lorita Winery in New Egypt. See and feel the old-fashioned tradition of grape stomping. Plus, they'll have live music and great food trucks all weekend long. Tickets and details at LoritaWinery.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.